The practice of faithfulness under pressure produces a faithful character. That's what we're discussing on today's Day by Day. One of the activities that I enjoy is CrossFit. And in CrossFit, you put your body under a healthy dose of physical stress and endurance, which then, after a while, produces the ability of your body to withstand larger and larger amounts of physical stress for longer periods of time. Well, just recently, our family went on vacation. And do you think I exercised or visited another CrossFit box while I was on vacation? Nope, I did not. And then the week after that, I attended the BMA Student Conference of SOAR. But did I work out that week? No, I did not. So the next Monday was my first time back in my CrossFit gym back home. I'd been out for over 2 weeks, no exercise, no healthy physical stress or endurance for over 2 weeks. Do you think that I could lift the same amount of weight at the same rate of speed for the same amount of time of what I was able to do 2 weeks prior? No, I could not. No one would be able to describe me as being particularly healthy over those 2 weeks because I had neglected to practice healthy habits. If we desire to be labeled a faithful Christian for the glory of God, then we will have to be able to endure and practice steadfastness, being steadfast under the stress of trials. The practice of faithfulness under pressure produces a faithful character. In other words, a person of steadfastness is made by enduring the trials of life. Listen to what James said in chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. Enduring trials faithfully produces the quality of faithfulness, which is going to bring us the crown of life. That crown or that prize of life is eternal life. James is using the reward of eternal life as a means to motivate us to steadfastness. And some might find that odd, not exactly Christian. And they may say, isn't that a tad selfish and anti-Christian to let the motivating factor of your faithfulness be a reward that you receive? That doesn't seem like a God-glorifying reason. Well, it may not seem that way until you realize that what makes eternal life so good is that it is spent with God Himself. So practice faithfulness day by day so that you will be a faithful person who receives the crown of life. As you pray today, please remember John Rigueres, our missionary in Portugal. And also remember the English Native American Life Word broadcast heard throughout America.